In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan Senate Republicans have approved a resolution calling for policies that will lead to energy independence for the United States to reduce costs. State Senator Eric Nesbitt tells us there are a few things to talk about here.
One is our support of Line 5 and keeping Line 5 open, which means that keeping these pipelines open to keeping American energy flowing through them, calling on Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel to stop their lawsuits and trying to shut that down.
Nesbitt says the Biden administration has also refused new permits to pump oil from federal lands and stop the Keystone XL pipeline.
I just find it disgusting to see that they're talking to Venezuela and Iran about trying to get oil from there, which are evil regimes that continue to do harm to their citizens just as they're doing the right thing and stopping the flow of oil from President Putin's Russia.
Nesbitt says there were talks on Wednesday in the Senate about suspending the state's gasoline tax. He notes Governor Whitmer on Tuesday called for Congress to suspend the federal gas tax, but not the state gas tax. A man is in custody after he fired a gun in the air in St. Joseph Township on Wednesday. The St. Joseph Township Police Department was called about shots fired on Grant Avenue around 1:45 p.m. The suspect had run off before police arrived, but Michigan State Police and a canine found him hiding in a parking lot behind a nearby business. Police say the shooting occurred during a domestic dispute. The suspect was taken to the Berrien County Jail. Michigan drivers with auto insurance will soon start getting previously announced $400 refunds per vehicle. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the state's top insurance regulator said Monday that a $3 billion transfer of surplus funds from the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association to car insurers will be completed this week.
I called for these refunds because I am committed to cutting costs for Michiganders and putting money back in people's pockets.
The companies will have 60 days to issue the refunds, no later than May 9th. The governor has attributed the surplus and refunds in part to the 2019 law that curbed or cut what health providers and attendant care aides can charge auto insurers. Critics say the slashed reimbursements have led to injured motorists losing quality care. A Cassopolis marijuana business says it will donate 15% of its sales through the end of March to Ukrainian relief efforts. Sunset Coast Provisions is supporting the Global Giving's Ukraine Crisis Relief Fund, which works to back humanitarian assistance in impacted communities in Ukraine and surrounding regions where Ukrainian refugees have fled. Sunset Coast says the donations are received by the Ukrainian Crisis Relief Fund are used for shelter, food, and clean water for refugees, as well as health and psychosocial support and access to education. Sunset Coast Provisions co-founder Peter Bobek says his team is inspired by the impactful work of Global Giving and its Ukrainian Crisis Relief Fund and want to do our part to support these humanitarian efforts. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.